live from the Fury Electric Studios on the Buzz Radio Network and online at 1037thebuzz.com.
Jumped the gun a little bit there. Welcome back in the Zone, 1031, Fury Electric Studio. Justin Akery joined today by Chris Kane of KATV. And an introduction I never thought I'd be doing. The NBA's all-time leading scorer and a man who will be speaking at the Clinton Presidential Center coming up on Thursday, April 25th, on behalf of the Arkansas School for Math, Sciences, and the Arts, joining us in the Zone on the Revolution Hotline. It is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Good morning, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very fine. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm thrilled to have you on the show, as I'm sure anybody who's ever had you on their show would have been. But anyway, great to have you. And there are a couple things we're going to hit on today that I never thought we would have talked about, including diving. But we'll get to that. You know what's funny? We had Louis Anderson on yesterday, and he was so excited about the tandem dive with you last night. So I guess since we're already talking about it, we'll just go ahead and start there. How do you think it went? Clearly, you guys advanced to next week, so it went okay. But how was that experience doing a tandem dive versus going solo?
It's really tough to coordinate your movements with someone else, you know, when you're diving, because everybody has their own rhythm and, you know, there are differences in athletic ability and everything. So it's really an issue to get it where it's timed out right so that you both enter the water at the same time.
It's easy to make the case that you're the biggest star on this show, and Louis even asked yesterday, you know, I'm thrilled to dive with him, and I'm, you know, he had the least to gain, so I'm thrilled. This is probably my best chance ever to get on SportsCenter, so he was excited again to be paired with you because of that. But we asked him the same question. I'll ask you, what came about to lead you to take this opportunity?
Well, I thought it would be fun. I've been an avid swimmer my whole life. When I was in grade school, I was on my grade school swimming team. And I've always enjoyed swimming, and I thought that diving and swimming were quite similar. They're not, but it was something that I felt like I could try and have some fun at. So it's worked out pretty good, though. I've had a lot of fun, had a close call or two, but just showing everybody that at my age you can live a healthy lifestyle and be in shape it's important. So that's basically what it was all about for me.
All right, one last question about the diving. Springboard or platform?
We're doing both.
Which do you prefer, I mean?
The platform is a lot more stable. The springboard throws you, and sometimes you think you're doing one thing, and the springboard gets in there and flips you in a way that you can't adjust to.
Okay. Big night in Los Angeles last night as well. Kobe had a triple-double as the Lakers try to stay in playoff contention, and then Shaquille O'Neal had his jersey retired and, you know, entertaining at halftime during his speaking opportunity, as he always is. So I guess let me get your thoughts on those two guys and what you think the Lakers' playoff chances are.
Well, I think that both Kobe and Shaquille are incredible athletes that have really given the Lakers a lot. You know, they combined to win 3 world championships while they were playing together. So, you know, the Laker Nation is always going to remember them for what they achieved. And, of course, Shaquille's number belongs up there with the rest of the Laker group greats, and Kobe's absolutely is going to be there as soon as he retires. So, I think it's a neat thing that they were able to honor Shaquille and make him feel at home. He certainly belongs up there. As far as the Lakers playoff chances are concerned, I think it's touch and go because, you know, they've had injuries. They really didn't have a chance to get their act together before the season started. And when you're trying to coordinate something that as involved and demanding as that on the fly, you know, things don't always go right. So I think that's the situation that they're in right now.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar joining us in the Zone. He is one of the 50 greatest of all time, and I guess you could whittle that number down pretty small, and you would still be in that group. You know, we've talked a lot lately about LeBron James and Michael Jordan. That debate's come up a lot. You obviously were in the league when Michael was playing. Any thoughts on that debate? I'm sure you've heard the arguments both ways.
It's impossible. It's impossible to tell.
Mm-hmm.
The only way that you can find out what it's all about is to put both of them on the court at the same time. And, of course, that's not happening. So people go to sports bars and argue about these things over some wings and a few cold ones.
The best place.
That's fine, but we're never going to find out, really.
What about, let me switch to college basketball, and Chris was telling me he saw something recently about...
In Sports Illustrated, you were voted number one NCAA tournament player of all time, a very prestigious list there. Can you just talk about the tournament this year and what you've seen from it, a lot of parity, and do you think this is kind of where college basketball is heading?
It seems to be where college basketball is heading. You know, there's very difficult circumstances there for college basketball programs because all their most talented players get drawn up to the professional ranks because of the money. So it's a very difficult time for college basketball, and very rare that you see a team of juniors and seniors, you know, and that's I think that's unfortunate. But it's a great game. It's what inspired people like myself and any other of the really great basketball players. They most probably are inspired by what they see of college basketball.
There has been an argument lately, too, that the game has declined to some degree because of maybe the three-point shot, certainly because of the one-and-done situation. You think basketball has declined as far as the level of play at the college ranks?
Well, I think, you know, when you have a situation where the players can't leave until, you know, they've spent a couple of years at a college, it gives them the opportunity to learn the coach's system, develop a discipline, figure out that they have to earn their playing time, you know, which means that they'll develop a work ethic and understand the game, you know, the subtleties of the game, so that when they go to the professional ranks, they're more polished. And in those years while they're in college, they improve their skills and play the game at a higher level. That benefits college basketball. It actually benefits pros. I was an assistant coach with the Lakers, and you got guys that come into the league. They're tremendous athletes. They don't understand the game and have a very difficult time fitting into the professional ranks where it's not just about them, it's about the team effort. That really affects what goes on out there and makes it impossible for them to just make a quick transition. But you see guys that come in that have stayed in college through their junior or senior year, they have a much better understanding of the game and how to, you know, the maturity to make the adjustment quickly and without much fuss.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar joining us in the zone, speaking at the Clinton Presidential Center April 25th on behalf of the Arkansas School for Math, Sciences, and the Arts, and we'll tell you more about ticket information on that coming up. Recently, your alma mater let Ben Howland go, much to the surprise of most of us on the outside looking in, and then decided to hire Steve Alford after he just signed a long-term deal at New Mexico. I know you had made some public comments about maybe wanting to throw your hat in the ring. How do you feel about the whole way that went down, and how do you think Steve will do?
Geez, I don't know how Coach Alford would do. You know, I wish the Bruin basketball program all the best. I hope they turn it around and start doing the things that they used to do in terms of playing winning basketball and graduating scholar athletes. So, you know, I wish Coach Alford success.
Were you surprised by Howland being let go?
No, you know, it's a very tough job, the UCLA job. People don't understand how tough it is to inherit a legacy like that. So, you know, there are ups and downs, and, you know, Coach Howland got caught in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm. You're about to celebrate your 66th birthday, I believe. Is that right?
Yes, sir, I am.
So as far as coaching goes, I'm wondering, again, I guess I would ask the same way that I would ask about, although the coaching thing certainly would make sense, but the diving thing, as far as getting into that at this point in your life, there's certainly, you know, it would be a great experience. I'm sure for the kids that would play for you, it would be a great experience for them too. But I would wonder, I guess, why you'd want to go through the rigors of being a coach at this point in your life, if that's something you're truly interested in.
Well, you know, I wanted to do something for my school, you know, because they've been struggling. Mm-hmm. So that's what motivated me. You know, I thought that I could maybe do a good job of restoring some of the principles that, you know, made UCLA basketball so successful. But, you know, the clock keeps ticking, and, you know, it's time for me to step out of that environment and give it over to people who are better prepared. So, you know, I don't have any problems with that. You know, I threw my hat in the ring. they made a good choice. They could have made other choices, but they, I don't think they made a bad choice. We just have to wait and see how it plays out.
The theme of your speaking engagement at the Clinton Presidential Center is more opportunities to turn pro in science than in the NBA. Can you talk a little bit of, or give us kind of a preview of your message for the folks who turn out?
Well, I am really thrilled that I did not know very much about the Arkansas School for Mathematics, Science, and the Arts until just recently. But I think their goals are really laudable. I mean, they're really doing a great job bringing awareness to kids, because so many young people, especially minority kids, think that they can only be successful in the areas of sports and entertainment. You know, so if they're not Denzel Washington or LeBron James or Jay-Z, they don't think they can be successful. And that's not true. You know, their intellect gives them the opportunity to do incredible things, especially if they focus on mathematics, science, engineering, and technology. Those things, those disciplines will enable young people to use their intellect to do really incredible things and make a great living, and too many of them don't understand that. So I think the Arkansas School for Mathematics, Science, and the Arts really is doing a great job of affecting that situation and letting these people know that they can go on and really have great lives doing meaningful things.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar joining us in the Zone on the Revolution Hotline. Again, he'll be in town on April 25th, a speaking engagement at the Clinton Presidential Center. That's a Thursday night. I was going to ask your thoughts, too, about the state of the NBA today. I remember when, you know, Larry Bird and Magic retired, and I guess Michael finally retired. There was some panic to some degree, and for a moment maybe it seemed appropriate. How do you feel about the state of the league at this point?
Well, I think NBA basketball is really at a high point in terms of its popularity. I was really surprised at how popular it has become around the world, you know, people watching it. I did a trip for the NBA 2 years ago where I went to Turkey to do some promotions for the NBA, and I'm like, Turkey? I got over there, and in Turkey, the people had to get up at 3 in the morning to watch the games live, and they were doing that. There were about four or five Turkish players that play in the NBA. But over there, the people follow the game, follow their favorite players. It's really amazing, and you can see NBA basketball on any continent now. Places like Australia and China, where basketball was not the number one game, all of a sudden now it's contending with soccer for worldwide popularity. So I think really NBA basketball has had a really great run, and they keep on doing the right things, they will continue to be popular.
Safe to assume that the folks in North Korea did not reach out to you before Dennis Rodman?
I will stay as far away from that place as I possibly can. I don't know what got into Dennis's mind, but you're going to have to talk to him about
that. I
don't understand it.
Yeah, sure. We'll be asking that for a long, long time, what got into Dennis's mind, I imagine. So I was going to ask you one more thing, too. Obviously, I was kind of coming of age when you were in your heyday in the NBA, and it was great watching you play, but I also remember you going on your retirement tour, which was kind of cool, and it was great to see you get love and respect from the towns that you kind of terrorized as a player all those years, and I guess I remember a rocking chair being given to you by one town, and I don't remember which arena it was in.
That was in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Okay. What was the best gift you got, or were there a couple of gifts that stood out to you during that final tour?
Geez, that's tough, man. Wow. I don't know. It's hard to think back as like to all the things I got, because I got so much stuff, man. It was incredible, and the just having a chance to say goodbye to the fans was really a great opportunity. But one town gave me about 200 compact discs. You know, I'm a big jazz fan.
Right.
I think that one really impressed me a lot, that they would understand, you know, my love of jazz music and do that.
Did I read that you lost some of your albums in a fire? Is that right?
Yeah, I had a fire. My house burned down. I lost all my vinyl. Fortunately, things have come back on compact disc, and I've more or less replaced my collection.
Okay,
but that was very tough patch right there.
What performance that you saw in person do you value the most as far as jazz goes?
Geez, I got to see several awesome performances at the Village Vanguard, and I was born and raised in New York, so I got a chance to go to jazz clubs in New York City. So I got to see Thelonious Monk, mm-hmm. and Sonny Rollins and Bobby Hutcherson, Freddie Hubbard, Miles Davis. I got to see them all perform live in jazz clubs in New York, and that was while I was in high school and college. I think those are really the best times for me, go hear live music.
Yeah. Well, I was not a very good trumpet player, but I wish I had seen Miles before he passed. That would have been an amazing experience, without a doubt. Well, we appreciate the time. We look forward to seeing you here. Tickets, again, are available. It's $150. You can call Vicky at 501-622-5110. I know this is not a public event, but I know you're also going to have a chance to meet with some young people down in Hot Springs while you're in Arkansas. Some ninth graders, I know, and I'm sure that'll be a thrill for them as well. And the message will be similar, I assume.
Yeah, we just want to encourage them to look to science, technology, engineering, and math for jobs and inspiration, and give them an idea that they can achieve a whole lot in those areas if they apply themselves, and they don't have to go to the gym every day. So,
exactly. There
that
you go.
That might have some appeal to them.
No doubt about it. Well, listen, good luck on Splash. Good luck in your future endeavors, and have a safe trip to Arkansas. We look forward to having you here.
Thank you very much. It was great talking with you.
Great having you. Thanks.
Nice to have you.
That was cool.
That was cool.
We'll play some of that back later on, and I know we're going to have our friends up from the school in the next week or so, and we'll talk about it a little bit more. But it's... what a great opportunity to see, truly a legend. And like I said, to see some of the jazz musicians he mentioned would have been a great thrill. To see him in person would be a great thrill. His name probably should come up a little more often. He is arguably the most successful high school player of all time when you look at what he did in high school.
I'm not familiar.
It's an easy case to make that he's the most successful college player of all time.
Yes.
And he won more than his share at the professional level, and he's the leading scorer in NBA history. So he's a great...
it's amazing how we
success
always
story.
The argument always comes up, MJ or LeBron, or even Magic sometimes gets thrown in there, but really for no reason, no one really thinks about Kareem enough that I think. Obviously, he's no doubt top five.
Yeah,
but
well, he's a quiet personality, a guy who sort of kept to himself during his playing days, and
not on the TV wise. This is the first time we've seen him in a while. He was on a couple shows, couple years ago, but
I was reading through, and again, I don't really pay attention to what when I was a kid, I watched the guy play basketball. I didn't worry about how media coverage perceived him, but apparently he was not the most outgoing with the media, and
Magic was
right, exactly.
Magic was Showtime,
and so it maybe impacted him a little bit negatively, but without a doubt, from a talent standpoint, I think obviously you can tell. He's a very, and you see what he's done, and people, I think, have a pretty good feel for what he's been into over his life. A very cerebral guy, and also a very physically gifted individual as well. So, great having him on, and that was a great thrill. We've only had probably five or six interviews that got me that A, nervous, B, excited, and he's in my top five for sure all the time. That was pretty cool. All right, it's 10:49. We'll be back in the zone. Take your calls to wrap up this hour.